99 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Nevada, where Nikki Haley has come in second in the state Republican primary, even though there was essentially no one else on the ballot. Correspondent Chanel Call has our top story.
CBS News projects an option labeled "None of these candidates will receive the most votes ahead of Nikki Haley." Nevada Republicans are also holding caucuses Thursday, where former President Donald Trump is expected to be awarded all of the state's 26 delegates.
A defeat for Republicans in Washington, hoping to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
At the same time, a bipartisan bill to address the crisis at the southern border appears to be doomed. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
A test vote to measure support for this border deal is expected to fail in the U.S. Senate. And now some Senate Republicans are talking about starting from scratch, providing billions for Ukraine and Israel without the border provisions they insisted be part of this deal for months.
That vote is today. Florida Supreme Court hears arguments on whether an abortion rights question should be placed on the November ballot. Planned Parenthood's Laura Goodhue.
If the voters approve it in November, would limit government interference in our abortion decisions.
Belkis Rodriguez with the Respect Life Ministry.
We believe that the life begins at conception. We don't believe in abortion.
One day before parliamentary elections in Pakistan, officials say bombings at two separate elections offices have killed at least 26 people and wounded more than two dozen others. Swedish authorities have closed their investigation into the 2022 explosions on the underwater Nord Stream gas pipeline that carries Russian fuel to Germany. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Sweden says it doesn't have jurisdiction. Its investigation was one of three looking into the explosions. Denmark and Germany are also examining what happened. Sweden has now handed over its evidence to the Germans.
Super Bowl fans are weighing in on rolling out of bed the day after the big game and dragging themselves to work. CBS's Jennifer DePinto has results of our new poll.
After all the excitement of Super Bowl Sunday, some might want a day off. About a third of football fans, particularly younger fans, would like the day after a Super Bowl to be a federal holiday.
Nearly half of fans say their favorite part of watching is watching the actual game, followed by the parties, the commercials, and the halftime show. Among non-fans, nearly 40% say the commercials are the best part. S&P futures down one. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost 114-106 to the Phoenix Suns. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points, but the team was shorthanded. Damian Lillard out with a sore ankle. Forward Chris Middleton left the game early with an ankle injury. Center Brook Lopez out for personal reasons. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I thought we fought, hung in there. You knew at some point, you just felt at some point we wouldn't have enough offense on the floor.
Later, Rivers' press conference was interrupted.
I wanted to ask you, too, like the Phoenix Suns, they kind of had some injury problems early in this season, too, and they're looking a little bit fully more healthy now.
Fire alarm, we got to go, man. I'm joking.
Turns out it wasn't a fire, just an alarm on a battery. College hoops, the Badgers are in Michigan to play the Wolverines. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile. He spent the last four seasons with the Miami Dolphins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have more patchy fog and freezing drizzle this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day today with a high of 48 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 41. Tomorrow, scattered light rain, but it's going to be mild with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Have you tried the soup at Subway? And I'm not talking about the tuna salad. I always get the tuna where they ladle out your tuna under the bread. There's always that white puddle of tuna water. It's like a tuna gazpacho. Just want to bring in a really long straw and go. Oh, that's where I crossed the line.
That was funny until I did that tuna water joke. My fiance is allergic to tuna water. I don't appreciate the inconsideration. As if anyone in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area would sound like this voice he's doing right now. I think the accent actually changed in the middle of the joke.
This is the way I've always dreamed it would be. The way that it is, oh, when you were holding me.
It's 7:07 at WRT, and I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here today on this Wednesday. My guest is Dwight Cannon. He's the president, the new president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. And he's been here once before. You say, gee, that sounds familiar. Didn't we hear this guy once before? Yes, you did. We only got through half of Route 66 in Illinois because we had so many stories to tell about it. And now we're going to finish Route 66 today. We're halfway through. And Dwight, thanks for joining me again. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So what are the benefits to being president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois? When you travel, do you get a chauffeured limousine doing it? Do they give you a free Uber? I mean, how does it work? What is the benefit?
Are there benefits? Nobody told me. I'll have to investigate that.
Boy, that would be a nice way to travel Route 66 in a chauffeured limousine. That way, yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about looking at maps. You just look out the window. Okay, so Route 66, for people that don't know, used to be a road that traveled from Chicago to the pier out in, what's that, the name of the pier?
The Santa Monica Pier.
Santa Monica Pier. It travels Route 66. And this is the way people traveled across America. Once they got to Chicago, they can travel, and this is how they got there. And you say, why don't they just go on the interstate? Because there was no interstate back then. This was the road people used. And it was a lot of times a two-lane road, one in each direction. It wasn't as fast. You didn't go 80 miles an hour on the interstate. You went very slow. And I don't think people back in the days when they traveled on Route 66 actually appreciated what they had. But, you know,
right.
But nowadays, yeah, we appreciate it more. I think for more of the nostalgia part of it. Because nobody travels Route 66 to get from one point to the next. You just don't do that. So we traveled Route 66 with you. And we traveled, it, my wife and I, all the way out to Amarillo. But we've done the Route 66 Association of Illinois route many, many times because we've been a member of the organization for years. And it's kind of fun because you guys have banquets, you have special We did the, you had the red and the blue motor tours of Route 66, where you actually have special arrangements with different people along the route, different stores, different places. You have different, you have a special arrangements with them. And we'll talk about one of them when we get to the end of Route 66 in Illinois, the Chain of Rocks Bridge. But you guys arrange special things. So if you want to go, I think it's $30 for a year. You get this beautiful magazine four times a year or twice a year. I think it's four times a year.
Four times, yeah.
Four times. And it's got great stories. People put their pictures and memories in there of Route 66. I love when this thing comes in the mail. Comes in an envelope and I open it up and I just start reading and I keep it by my bedside. I love reading it. Okay, so you've got a ton of people involved, not only citizens, but you got businesses involved in Route 66. It starts in downtown Chicago, but I tell people who don't want to go to downtown Chicago, you don't have to start there. You can start where?
Right.
What's the nearest? It's Joliet? No, it's not Joliet. What's, where's that chicken basket place? That's
Romeoville.
Romeoville. So you can start there.
Well, Willowbrook is where Del Rey's is, and then White Fence Farm, which is equally famous. That's in Romeoville.
Yeah, so you can start out there. You don't have to start in downtown Chicago. A lot of people don't like to travel in Chicago. So you can bypass the downtown area, but that's where it officially starts as a sign, starts and ends, because it depends which direction you're going in, I guess. So you can start there. You can travel all the way down Route 66. Now, tell us, now, there are places where you can't travel Route 66 because it's gone. How did it get gone?
Well, there's a couple of spots. One of them's unique. I'll talk about that one first. McCook is a village when you're heading out of Chicago before you get to Romeoville. And McCook has a large quarry. Now, that quarry is where an airport used to be, one of these little, Chicago used to be littered with municipal airports. And in this case, that airport closed because they discovered there's material underneath that was valuable. So they opened this quarry up. Well, over years, they kept digging and digging and digging, and Route 66 was kind of right down the middle of it. And it got dug to the point where it was kind of like a drop-off on either side. And IDOT, I guess, was looking at it because there was cracks forming in the roadway, and they wound up closing it because it was unsafe. So you can't even walk on that part. There are barricades, and they have a little routing around it. Now, that's an unusual closure. Some of the closures were because, essentially, I-55 is over where 66 used to run. Now, there's only a couple of spots where that happens. And one of them is near Del Rey. So if you're going to Del Rey Chicken Basket, you have to kind of get off the interstate, wrap around a little shopping center, and then you get on this little section of 66. It's pretty short because either end winds up under 55. So there's a couple of spots like that. But we really have, we're very lucky, a lot of 66 you can still travel. Of course, 66 had various alignments. So you may, the later alignment, so you mentioned Joliet earlier. Joliet had 66 running right through it. They later bypassed that, and it went through Plainfield. Now, parts of that are under I-55. But the part that goes through Joliet, once you get off of 55 there north of Joliet, you can pretty much stay on 66 all the way to St. Louis. And we can talk when we get past Bloomington, down south of there. We'll talk about the two different routes that 66 took, but you can travel all of 66 once you get past that part.
And in case you get nervous about it, the interstate is parallel to Route 66 for the most part. And so if you get panicky, I want to get off the small road, you get on the interstate. And there's little brown and white signs that tell you where to get off for historic Route 66. But once you get out, you're not going to want to get off of it. It just winds and goes through different parts. And if you have you got to have a book with you, though, to tell you what you're looking at. I was very fortunate. I have those two picture books of Route 66. And I forget who wrote them. I actually had the author on, the guy who put them together on the air with me once. And do you know the books I'm talking about, the picture books?
Yeah, there's one that's John Weiss wrote that travels just Illinois. So if you're wanting to do just Illinois, that's a good book. It runs from east to west or kind of northeast to southwest because it angles through Illinois. that may be one of the ones you're talking about. There's a couple other books that are out there, too.
This one takes you from the start to the finish of Route 66. Two picture books. Yeah. We get them autographed from every little stops. But you got to have something with you so you know what you're looking at, because you'll drive by something and not even realize it was an historic spot. So we left off at Bloomington Normal. Route 66 goes through Bloomington. That's the home of, the University of Illinois is in Bloomington, right? Am I right?
Right.
Okay.
Normal is.
So you can go through there. There's a lot of historic things when you go through Bloomington where you can catch up on Route 66. But what's there that we should make note of? Is there anything historic going through Bloomington?
Well, there's a few things that are there. The original, I believe it was the original Steak and Shake is there, but unfortunately the original is now, I think, a pizza place.
Ah.
They moved the Steak and Shake down the road, but that's where I believe the first Steak and Shake was there in the Bloomington Normal corridor, right on 66.
Sacrilege.
and then Beer Nuts is there. Unfortunately, Beer Nuts, they used to have a little like a factory store. You could go in there and buy things. After the COVID debacle, a lot of things closed, and that was one of one of the losses that they closed that factory store. They just didn't have enough traffic. So that used to be, anytime we'd go there, now that was not right on 66, but anytime we were in that area, my wife always wanted to stop there and go in their little store. But that one, like I say, is not available. There's a lot of things that are not necessarily Route 66 associated that are close to 66. There's the David Davis Mansion, things like that. So, I mean, and of course, driving by the university. It can be difficult. You have to be careful. You mentioned the books. It's worth having the book or maybe even one of the online apps driving through there, because it was another one of those places where there was a lot of alignments. And a couple of them, it's pretty easy to get lost on. There are sections that go through residential areas, which was typical for 66 in the day. But that portions are closed off, and you can see like a viaduct where it used to be, but that's no longer there. So you kind of bypass it. So heading towards Towanda to the north, you would see that. But if you're careful, you can make it through. Now, a lot of 66 is marked now with the historic 66 signs. You mentioned the brown and white signs.
Yeah.
But they typically are only one of the alignments. But if you watch for those, it's very well marked. Believe me, back in the day, I got lost plenty of times trying to follow 66, but it is very well marked in Illinois.
Okay, we come down. We got a break coming up here, but let's start with McLean and Atlanta. They're kind of back-to-back. As you're heading south on Route 66 from Bloomington, you run into McLean.
Yeah, if you're headed out of Bloomington, the first thing that you might see would be like Shirley and then Funk's Grove. Funk's Grove's famous for its syrup. So you might want to stop there in season. They're closed right now. They've sold out. They sell out quickly. So if you want some really good maple syrup,
I know,
you got to time it right to get there.
And I went there twice with the closed sign in front. I said, when does this place open? Somebody's coming here to buy this stuff. When is it open?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, and it does vary because they do sell out, and as soon as they sell out, they close the store. You know, there's only so much. They're actually getting it out of the trees right there. So when it's gone, it's gone. And then after that is McLean, and I do want to highlight McLean. If we have enough time, we can get it in maybe your break.
Yeah, hold it right there. McLean is coming up next, and then we have Atlanta, not Georgia, but Atlanta, Illinois. I think that's where the one of the muffler men is, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about the muffler man in just a moment. It's 718 at WRJN. My guest is Dwight Cannon. He's the president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. And you could join that organization. We'll tell you how a little later on. It's $30 a year, and you get all this great stuff. And you get people who love you. Okay? It's 719 at WRJN Radio, a civic media station, hometown radio refreshed.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah,
am I original?
Don Rosen, WRJN 721 on your Wednesday, and we're talking to Dwight Cannon, the president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. We're in McLean. Is that where we left off? McLean, Illinois?
On right. Route 66? We're heading into McLean from Funk's Grove.
Okay, yes. Okay. Take it from there.
Yeah, so we have 66 runs through there after you get out of Bloomington. There's the two-lane that you were mentioning before very much looks like what you would have been traveling down. Of course, the pavement's better. It's a little wider and a little less travel than you would have been in the day. But after you pass Funk's Grove and you've picked up some maple syrup, S-I-R-U-P,
right,
then you would be heading on farther south into McLean. Now, McLean we have a history with because actually there used to be the Dixie Truckers Home. It's now a different company. But at that time, that was our first, I guess you could say, museum and Hall of Fame. We had some cases there. You could go look at the artifacts from the history of Route 66. We were there for a few years. Of course, we have our own museum standalone now in Pontiac, but we were there for a while. I just wanted to mention that McLean, a few years ago, erected a new water tower. Now, the water tower that they had before that was one of the old ones that you'd see along the route. This one was built in the 30s, probably a WPA erection there, and it was hot riveted. So very unusual. There's not a lot of them around, and we just got through working out a contract with McLean, not us in particular, but a group called CORE that is out of McLean. It's a community organization, and they wanted to preserve and paint that, put a mural up on the tank and all that. And this past Monday night, hot news, a contract was determined to be in order and will be signed, and the Corps will take over that, and they're going to fix it up. So you'll want to head down there and see it after they get that all painted, just to see the beautiful job they do with that. So
is this a WRJN exclusive?
Well, they might have some news on it down south or in the McLean area, but up in this area, yeah, it probably is.
An exclusive. All right.
Yeah, hot news.
Okay. Well, that is
so
good.
You'll have that to look for when you go to McLean, probably within the next few months. They'll start on it. It's a little chilly out right now, but when they get the opportunity, they'll clean that and they're going to repaint it and put a mural on it.
Okay, so then we have Atlanta, which is home to one of the muffler men. If you get right off, it's right there on Route 66. And quick history for people that don't remember, we talked last time about the muffler men.
Yeah, this throughout the country, actually, there used to be these big, huge fiberglass guys. Typically, they're called muffler men because a lot of them were used for muffler shops. So they were like 24 to 40 feet. They were just really tall guys. And they would be holding mufflers.
They're fiber.
See it driving down the street and go, I want to get my muffler fixed. Oh, there's a place to do it.
Yeah, these are fiberglass. They're fiberglass figures.
You're right.
Right.
And they are big, so they are eye-catching. But a lot of them have been repurposed, and it just so happens the one in Atlanta is one of those that was repurposed. It used to be in, I'm thinking, Cicero or Berwyn. There was a hot dog place called Bunyan's, and he stood outside of there holding, a hot dog. So instead of a muffler, he was altered a little bit, holding a hot dog. And when that closed, somebody purchased that guy, and he is now standing in downtown Atlanta. He's known as Tall Paul, and he's still standing there downtown holding a hot dog. Now, on top of that, Atlanta has recently opened a museum. I don't know what the official name is. We call it the Giants Museum, but that's what it is. They have several of these giants, and it's not just the guys. There's also, like, the dinosaurs. No, you might remember some of those, too. That is in Atlanta. In addition to that, there's a small section just north of Atlanta. You have to look for it, but there are signs pointing to it that is original 66. It is not improved. So it is the little narrow concrete path. Very, it's short, but it's worth driving down just to see it. And there's a sign down at the end. One of our, another organization in Illinois, Scenic Byways, has erected a sign there. And it's got pictures of when they were actually building that. And it has mules and horses towing the materials that they were using. And it was all manual labor. It's worth seeing.
Okay, so and that's Atlanta. Then we move into Lincoln, which is named after, obviously, President Lincoln, who was in Springfield, Illinois. But this is not Springfield. This is Lincoln, Illinois.
Yep. And there's quite a bit to see in Lincoln. There's a little just off 66, as in the parking lot next to 66, a little tiny chapel. It's like a one-room chapel. That's worth seeing. There is, again, the route going into Lincoln. You will be on part of that where it is the four-lane divided highway that was the, I guess you could say, the piece of 66 that existed shortly before the interstate took over. There are several sections of that. This happens to be one of those sections where both sides are open. A lot of that's one side's closed, but driving into Lincoln, you have that piece where it is the full four-lane. So you can get a taste of 50s and 60s, 66, driving in and out of Lincoln.
Is that where the rail splitter is, that big Conestoga wagon, the big wagon? With is that in Lincoln? I forget where that is. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I'm thinking it's there. There was a couple of things that were moved, so I'm not really sure, but I believe that the rail splitter is there, and then there's a park down there, and you can go see a reconstruction of the courthouse that was Lincoln used to present his cases in. There's a lot in Lincoln, and it's certainly worth a visit. And if you're on the interstate, you're going to miss it. If you're on 66, you're going to go right through Lincoln, and you'll see all of these.
Yeah, get off the interstate if you can on these places, because that's why you're traveling, doing all this. Elkhart and Williamsville are coming up next. What is there anything there of interest?
Elkhart's a cute little town off the side. Again, bypassed by 55. Now, in many cases, you'll be able to see the towns from the interstate, but that's all you'll do is you'll pass by and you'll see something over there on the side. 66 runs right through it. And when you go off there, there's a beautiful old cemetery that's located in Elkhart. And then the downtown area, though it's small, has quite a few places that are worth visiting. It's worth a stop. And unfortunately, of course, if you're on 55, you're going to miss all of these things. And that's why you want to get on 66, so you can see all these interesting places, mom-and-pop restaurants and that kind of thing, which I prefer those as opposed to the big chains establishments.
Yeah. Whenever my wife and I go out on a road trip, we always eat at the mom-and-pop places, because that's why you're there. You can eat at Arby's anytime, but you can't eat at these mom-and-pop places all the time.
Right.
Hold on a second. We're talking to Dwight Cannon, president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. Coming up in just a moment, the big one, Springfield, Illinois. A must stop on anybody's trip. I don't care if you're traveling Route 66 or just traveling across America. You got to stop in Springfield. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment with Dwight Cannon right here at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media Station, 729.
You're listening.
listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Well, Wisconsin agriculture is all in on your Super Bowl celebrations. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. Starting to pull your ingredients together for the big Super Bowl party? Don't overlook Wisconsin potatoes. That's the advice of our own Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow. She's traversing the state making sure that people know baby red potatoes are a great option for Super Bowl celebrating.
Cheesy chili stuffed baby red potato bites. What you do is you have some baby red potatoes and you boil them for about 20 minutes or so. And then you scoop out the top half of that potato. You then stuff a mixture of cream cheese and chili into those potatoes, sprinkle the top with some shredded Wisconsin cheddar cheese or any cheese of your choosing, and then you put this concoction into the oven. After you have baked it in the oven to the point of that cheese being golden brown, you have a delicious way to enjoy Wisconsin potatoes.
Ashley Hagenow, she is our current Alice in Dairyland. If you're looking for the recipe for your Super Bowl celebration or anytime, you'll find them at eatwisconsinpotatoes.com. By the way, the Wisconsin potato and vegetable growers are gathered for their winter conference in Stevens Point this week.
Attention farmers and contractors. It's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction, closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And if you swing on over to MidwestFarmReport.com today, you'll find out about a new bill in Congress that's designed to support domestic hardwood products. Obviously, Wisconsin manufacturers are following the bill and hope it will pass. We've got a conversation with Kretz Lumber Company President Troy Brown out of Anago talking about how the industry has a problem reaching consumers with these messages. He says that this bill would help resolve the disconnect by spotlighting the benefits of real hardwood. Story available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
We have more patchy fog and freezing drizzle this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day today with a high of 48 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 41. Tomorrow, scattered light rain, but it's going to be mild with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
John Rosen. Thanks for joining me here at 7:34 at WRJN Radio. Dwight Cannon, the president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois, is with me here. We're taking our second part two trip. I hope we get through all of it today. Through it might have to be a here's part eight of our trip. You never. Hey, there's so much to see. I mean, you can't blow by it. Yeah, you can't go blow by it in just a few minutes here. And we're not even touching on some of the smaller places you can see along the Route 66 roadside, old restaurants. And you know what people love to see? And I don't know why, but they like to see the ruins of the old motor courts. And a lot of that stuff you'll find in Missouri and Oklahoma. You don't find a lot of those old motor courts, you know, dilapidated going through Illinois. But you do see it on Route 66, and I went up to one. It's kind of dangerous, too, because those things can fall apart on you. But the old motor courts you would see in the 1930s movies, you know, they show people pulling up with their car, and they're still there. They're not operational, but they're still there. Okay, we're in Springfield, Illinois, the home of Lincoln. This is where he lived, and we looked up the official name. It's the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. That's the official name. It's in Springfield. And if you go there, 3 or 4 hours minimum, you'll have to allow, because it's just a knockout when you get in. Hologram. When you were in there, did they have the hologram guy giving you a tour?
It's been a while. I don't recall seeing that. So maybe that was put in afterwards. Yeah. But like you say, it takes a lot of time. So I may not have hit everything. We were there for a couple hours, and there was still more to see.
Yeah, when we went there, they had a guy behind a glass giving a speech, and I wanted to ask him a question, and I found out it was a hologram. And I said, this guy looks real. But you start out, when you go there through the birth of Lincoln, they have a replica of his actual cabin. I think it's a replica of his cabin. And you go through his entire life. But before you take us on a tour of the whole area, I noticed they have pictures of Lincoln on the wall. And they have pictures of him as, you know, a lawyer there, then they have right through his presidency. And if you compare the pictures, you can see the smile leaving his face as the Civil War took a toll on this man. And he gets older, and it's you can see it in his face in these pictures. But it's a great, it's a great place.
It sure did.
Yeah. But if you go through there, you wind up at his funeral, and they have a replica of his laying in state at the funeral, and I cried. Tears coming down my face. I felt terrible after I left that place, because you saw the entire life of a young man, and, you know, it's well worth it. You can spend 3 or 4 hours easily in that place, and you want to come back for more. But so that's in Springfield. Now, you can go to Lincoln's house there and go inside the house. You know, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's not, you know, if you were to drive by, it's not a real impressive residence. It just looks like a big box, basically. It's very plain, but it's a two-story house, and you can go, like you say, you can go in there, you can tour the house, and I would assume at the time it would probably be pretty impressive. Of course, today with all our McMansions and everything everywhere, probably not so impressive, but in its day, it was probably a reasonably large, pretty house. But again, it's just you'd call it like a four square house, a very plain looking house, very much worth going into, though. Just like you were saying, you're looking at these artifacts and things from the period, and it's impressive.
Yeah, and you get to see his chairs, his book. I mean, this is where Lincoln lived and walked around. He had he doesn't have any living relatives. I mean, he doesn't have any relatives anymore. His line of succession is gone, because none of his kids had children. So that's it. There's no more Lincolns from his family. But you're in the place where Abraham Lincoln lived with his family, and it's just awe-inspiring to be in that building. And they show pictures of when they announced that he won the presidency, all the crowds of people outside that house in the streets. But you're where history took place, in Springfield, right there on Route 66. Who knew the Lincoln would be on Route 66? But go ahead. You're going to say something.
No, I was going to agree. I mean, when you go into Springfield, it's got a lot of history for both, obviously, Lincoln and 66 both running through it. and you could spend all day there easily just looking at the Lincoln things, his home, the cemetery where he's buried, the library and museum. There's just an awful lot there, and in the other towns around there. So it's where he practiced law and where he worked his way up and wound up becoming the president of the country during a very tumultuous time.
Yeah, you can see his law office there. It's right there in Springfield. They still have it there. I wanted to tell, we're going to not have time to finish this today, but we got to tell this story. He is buried, and when you go in to see Lincoln's burial spot, you're actually standing about 10 feet above his casket. It's buried under the floor, and there's a reason for it.
In concrete.
Yeah, in concrete. But his wife and some of his kids, not all of his kids, are buried, and you can see their crypts on the wall. You can walk right next to it. But he's buried underneath, and tell me if I have this story correct. When he was buried there originally, it's a strange story. There was a guy who was a counterfeiter, a forger, and he had these plates that he could make counterfeit money, and he was in jail. And his partners wanted to get him out, so they were going to steal Lincoln's body, hold it for ransom until they let this guy out of jail. And so they got into Lincoln's body. They got the sarcophagus, which is the actual concrete thing. They got the lid open, took a break because they were tired, and that's when they got caught. So they never got the casket out of the sarcophagus, but they were going to steal him to get this counterfeiter out of jail. Am I close to it?
Yeah, I'm not certain of the entire story, but there certainly was an attempt to steal a body.
And that's why
it's been a while since I was there, but that's why it's sitting situated the way it is now, is to prevent anybody from stealing that body.
Okay, what am I missing in Springfield? Are we missing anything?
There's quite a bit actually heading in. If anybody's interested in real history, if you're heading into Springfield and you go through the town of Sherman, which is just north of Springfield, there's a wayside, which is the precursor to our rest stops, but nothing like what the rest stops are today. You can actually drive down this little road and see this rest stop. The original wayside is not there. They have a replica of it. But that's where, if you were traveling down the road and got tired or wanted to stop and have lunch or whatever, you would stop at these little things, and they typically had concrete picnic tables or whatever, and you'd sit at that. So you can see that. There's another section past that that crosses the river. It's worth taking a look down where the road is. I think the road right now is closed, but you can look down to see it. The little narrow original 66, it was dangerous and fun to drive. So you can see what people used to have to deal with when they were going through there and then cross the bridge. The bridge is long gone, so you would be on what it would be Illinois 4 at the time passing by that. So you can see that. And then as you're going down through Springfield, again, there's more than one alignment, but there is a little place, I believe it's called Made Right. It's a little...
Yes, I've been there.
What do they call them? Loose hamburgers, I think they call them.
Yeah, loose meat. They put it on a bun. It's not a formed burger. It's just chopped meat, but it's not right. Made Right. I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth stopping by there and trying it out. I suggest you get it with the cheese. It's a little better with the cheese than without. But that's typical of the type of places people would eat back in the day on driving down 66, like we talked about earlier, the mom and pop places.
What is the hot dog place there?
Cozy Dog.
Cozy Dog. Yes, that Cozy, Cozy Dog, is located in Springfield. Almost forgot. I don't have my book. I should have brought my picture book with me. Shame on me. I didn't bring it. I brought your magazine instead. I should have brought my picture books. The Cozy Dog is there. That's a famous one.
Yep, the Cozy Dog was founded by the Waldmeier family. Ed Waldmeier created that. He was a veteran, World War II, opened up this place, and it's basically a hot dog dipped in a corn, I don't know what you call
it's
that.
It's a corn dog.
If you go to Cozy Dog, do not order a corn dog. Look askance at you, you will order a Cozy Dog. Apparently, there is some difference between the typical corn dog and a Cozy Dog. I suggest you stop by and try one and see what you think. But it's been there for a very long time. One of Ed's sons was a guy named Bob Waldmeier, And if anybody's familiar with Route 66, they may be familiar with Bob Waldmeyer. He used to do a lot of art, a lot of pen and inks, watercolors, that type of thing. There's some of his examples in the museum we have in Pontiac. His microbus is there. His land yacht, as they called it, is there, which is the big bus he used to live in at one point when he's traveling the route. Big mural across the street that he actually designed but did not paint. Family and friends finished that for me. Unfortunately, he passed away from cancer and wasn't able to do that. But he is an iconic figure, and that's his daddy ran that place. And he was there for a while, but it wasn't his cup of tea, I guess you could say. So he wanted more of that free hippie style. That's what the life he lived. It's worth stopping by there. There's pictures of him when he was younger, of course. But the Cozy Dog is it is famous, so it's stopping there.
I have his maps that he wrote. He drew maps, hand drawn.
Right.
So I have that whole collection. All right, coming up, we've got Auburn, Verdon, and Nillwood. What should we see there? Anything?
Well, here's the thing of it: when we get to Springfield, there's two different ways you can take 66 out of Springfield. The original path, which wasn't actually real 66, it was Alt 66, went from 1926 through 1930 because they were actually paving what was going to become the real 66 farther to the east because it was straighter. The path that it followed originally was down, again, Illinois 4 or SBI 4, they called it today. It was a little kind of crooked because it went back there, and they went. And if there was anything in the road, they went around it. So farmhouses, whatever. So if you were to drive down that back when it was originally 66, it lots of turns, 90-degree turns and all that to go around things. But Auburn is one of those towns that's along that original route, and it has, outside of town, a portion of the road that's done in brick. Now, it's very nice. It's very well maintained. When you're driving down, it's not, you're not going to get jerked all over the road. It is very pretty, very smooth. So you have that. Then there's another town called Nillwood, and just outside of Nillwood, there is a place where there are turkey tracks in the road. The pavement is the original pavement from when 4 was put in, and apparently they poured the concrete and went home, and while they were gone, some turkey or turkeys decided, this is a good place to do a square dance. So they did. So there's a little section there. You can see it, and it's concrete from back in the, I guess that would have been the late teens or early 20s, before it was even 66, where these turkeys left their mark.
So now we have... go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say it's cute. It's worth seeing. You have to keep your eye open. If you're going down 4, what is now Illinois 4, for the little signs that point off to the side, so you'll have to turn to go down through these routes, either the turkey tracks or the brick road or other sections of original 66. They are not straight like 4 was, or is now. You would have to like make these 90-degree turns and all that. So it's worth the side trip.
So we have Litchfield coming up.
Yeah, Litchfield has when you take the other route down through 66, that's to the east. You would go through Litchfield. If you take the original, you go to Staunton, then you'd have to go back up to Litchfield, which isn't a long drive. So if you do go through that original thing to the west, it's worth going back up to Litchfield. It has a restaurant that's been there for a very long time, of the Ariston, and it's worth going there and having a meal. It's one of those places that's still around from way back when, and worth stopping by and having a nice meal.
By the way, the food is new. It's just the building's old.
Yeah.
the food is brand new. Hold on a second there. We're talking to Dwight Cannon, the president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. We're headed to the Chain of Rocks Bridge, which takes you right into Missouri. That's coming up in just a moment here. It's 749 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
Talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time.
they emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Dwayne Cannon, president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. Let's see if we can get to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. We got a couple of other towns, Mount Olive, Staunton, Livingston, and Hamel. Anything in those towns we should be noting?
Oh, each one of them has its own unique spot that you want to see. I guess one of the more famous ones as you're going through Staunton is the guy there that has a huge collection of old cars, which are available for purchase. And you can spend quite a bit of time there. You're talking about Springfield spending 2 or 3 hours. You could spend that much time there at that car place. I can't, off the top of my head, recall the name of it, but anybody that's in Staunton will notice it. And it's pretty well known. There's a lot of little towns along the way, and each one of them has its own features. It depends, again, on whether you're on the eastern or western route of 66 through there. One of the things that I guess is an eye catcher is if you're heading through, particularly the eastern side of things, is the huge ketchup bottle.
And Collins, isn't that Collinsville?
Yes, yeah. Collinsville. Brooks Ketchup is what it was built. It's actually a water tower.
Yeah.
We've talked about water tower in McLean. This one's probably a little bit more famous water tower. It looks like a ketchup bottle. And it's very well maintained, and it's worth getting in there and getting a picture of yourself with this huge ketchup bottle.
Let's talk about the Chain of Rocks Bridge that's coming up here. This is what connects Illinois to Missouri, to St. Louis. Now, if you're a member of the organization, they actually opened it up to traffic, car traffic. It's very rare they do it, but they did it for the organization, and we were able to travel across and back again on the Chain of Rocks Bridge. I can't understand how people used to travel that bridge. It's got it's almost like a 40-degree angle in the middle of it, which is dangerous if you're traveling on a bridge, especially if it's icy. Yeah, so let's talk about that bridge.
It's certainly unique, yeah.
So to talk about that bridge.
Yeah, so when you're heading into St. Louis, it's another place where there was a lot of alignments. And it basically, Chain of Rocks is one of those bridges that was done to get around going through St. Louis. Obviously, it's a big city. Driving through St. Louis was a pain, you know, if you're going through all the stoplights and everything. So they rerouted 66 to go a little bit north. And when they did that, the bridge that was used was the Chain of Rocks Bridge. So I believe that was the third alignment of 66 going through, and it was built, private funds built it. It was a toll bridge, and when they put it up originally, the engineering was it just went from northern St. Louis across to Illinois and towards Mitchell, Illinois. When they first put it in, it was not supposed to be bent. It was straight. But what happened was it's called the Chain of Rocks because it's not a very navigable part of the Mississippi. There is actually shoals down rather shallow there.
and they were a real hazard to shipping. And the Mississippi actually has a lot of shipping going up and down it. So they had to be able to navigate around this. Well, there's also two water intakes that St. Louis has there for their municipal water. And between the bridge and these intakes, there was a lot of concern about having accidents running into the bridge or running into one of the intakes or hitting the rocks. So they said in order to make it more navigable, you're going to have to make it straighter here. So they wound up putting that little hitch in the bridge, which became pretty famous or infamous, depending on how you look at it. And I think it's around 30 degrees. And I never experienced this because I never drove on it when Chain of Rocks was open. But it was, I guess, an adventure if you were coming one way and a semi was coming the other. Because in order to make the turn, the semi basically had to use up the entire bridge. So cars would have to stop until the semi would make this turn. It's a neat bridge to go across. And like you mentioned, now it's a pedestrian and bicycle pathway all the time. I believe it's called the Greenways has this bridge. They maintain it. But it's strictly pedestrian and bicycle. However,
you guys got special permission to have the organization travel one way and back again the other way. And on my cell phone here, I can look at pictures. I actually made my wife get out of the car by the bend in the bridge to stand there. I needed some scale. So I sent her out there. And yeah, you guys, how did you get special permission for that?
There's a permit you could apply for, and it is for special occasions only. Normally, they don't want traffic on it. It's an old bridge. It's not in the best condition. It has been rehabbed, but not to the point where you'd want to have traffic on it all the time. So it is only for special occasions. Like you said, we come from the Illinois side and cross over and then get to the Missouri side, rearrange everybody, and then cross back over. They are actually building a new park on the Missouri side, that there's going to be the groundbreaking, I believe, April 14th, somewhere around there. It's supposed to be magnificent. What they're going to be doing over there is really great. So I'm going to be down there to check that out when it happens for the ribbon cutting. It'll make it even more attractive to people to go down and visit this bridge. And even if you don't drive across it, it's worth seeing because it is unique. You don't see a lot of bridges with a bend in the middle.
I can't imagine how dangerous that was.
And keeping in mind, you had that, and it was an inconvenience, and it was a toll bridge. So you had to pay for that privilege of going through that bend in the middle.
So if you want to join the Route 66 Association of Illinois, it's $30 a year. Now, I get a little thing mailed to me just to renew, but if somebody wants to start up, how do they do it?
Okay, you can go up on our website, which is il66assoc.org, or you can type in illinois66.org, and it'll take you there, too. And there is a place where you can sign up online, or if you don't want to do that, you can actually ask for a form to be downloaded, and then you can fill it out and mail it in. And the actual rates are individual, so if this single person is $20 a year, very much worth it. Like you say, get four magazines a year. $30 for family and $50 for business. And it does give you the magazine, gives you the right to vote. We do have elections and all that. And you get a little decal put on your car. Hey, but it's worth it just for the magazine.
Dwight Cannon, the president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois. When you have your big motor tours, we'll have you back again to describe them for everybody. But get out there and join the association. Be part of Route 66 history. Hold on, Dwight. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. It's 7:58 WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9000.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. See